Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 1st of December, 24 days to Christmas, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, the AGCM, better known as the Italian watchdog, watching over Apple once again. This time they're saying, hey, give us about 10 million euros, or about $12 million. What for this time? Well, because apparently the iPhone waterproofing claims for the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, didn't really hold water. Yeah, the AGCM is criticizing Apple for not being clear enough about its water-resistant claims. It said that iPhones being water-resistant up to 30 minutes at depths of up to 4 meters only actually only apply in certain circumstances. The regulator also went on to criticize Apple's disclaimer that said water damage is not covered as part of iPhone's warranty, even though they're supposed to be water resistant. Apple, they're pretty much used to this. 2 years ago, the same people got onto Apple for throttling older devices and software upgrades. They were also fined a total of 10 million euros there too. So more than likely, if they paid it once, they'll probably just pay it again. GM and Nikola. Hang on. Doesn't look like it's a match made in heaven anymore. Yes, General Motors has decided to say, we're not going to go ahead with this electric truck startup Nikola. GM made it official yesterday, saying they will no longer help engineer and manufacture the battery electric hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. That also includes the Badger pickup truck, too. Now, from what we can tell, the two companies look to be still kind of working together. This may be just to tie up loose ends and make sure nobody's in breach of contract. One way or another. In other words, I won't sue you if you won't sue me. However, though, all the previous agreements, which included a stock component, those were all terminated. Also terminated yesterday was probably your stock portfolio, too, if you had anything invested here. Looks like we got some Galaxy Buds Pro coming in pretty soon, at least what we've seen over the FCC in the US. They've uncovered a certification revealing some new Galaxy Buds Pro, at least according to the FCC filing, with a model number supporting those claims. And from what we can tell, these new earbuds will have, more than likely, active noise cancellation, and will be integrated into the design you've already known and loved the Galaxy Buds currently. The Buds Live actually already have ANC, though we're hearing the technology will be a lot more efficient in the Pro version. Hey, it should be. It's Pro, right? Of course, on top of this, the usual audio upgrades and even improved ambient mode are also going to be led into the new Pro versions. As far as we'll be seeing them, though, that's still the mystery. Doubtful it's this year, but hey, we didn't even know it was coming in the first place. And finally, you got $5 laying around, why don't you go get a Raspberry Pi fan? Yes, the Raspberry Pi Foundation has released a brand new product today. It is a fan. I know, nothing to get super duper excited about. It's a tiny little $5 fan. But it comes with a little small heat sink too for your Raspberry Pi 4. And as you probably guessed, the combination means better cooling. Now, compared to the Raspberry Pi 3, the Raspberry Pi 4, it's a super workhorse. But the Raspberry Pi community also noticed that with that extra horsepower came a hell of a lot more heat. The device had no choice but to throttle the frequency of the CPU, which didn't make tinkers very happy. Hence, they can spend $5 extra more and now get a little tiny fan. For all we can also see, too, the fan should be effective. It will draw air over the USB and Ethernet connectors, then it'll pass it all over the small finned heatsink attached to the processor, and then exhaust it through the SD card slot. Hopefully, that will do the job until Raspberry Pi finds a way to prioritize the heat displacement for their next iteration of the Raspberry Pi. Have you got a story that's just itching at you? You want us to hear about it? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you want to find all the great BTN podcasts, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com. You can get subscribed to all of our shows over there, and of course, you can also do it through popular podcast platforms as well. Check out our Facebook page, too. Give us a thumbs up, like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter. Follow us there at British Tech. And join our BTN community. I like to call it a family. Lots of fun going on over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.